Oh, how fragrant his rooms were, and how bright and transparent the walls, for they were the beautiful pale pink petals of the rose. All day long the little elf rejoiced in the warm sunshine as he flew from flower to flower or danced on the wings of the fluttering butterflies and measured how many steps he would have to take to pass along all the roads and paths on a single linden leaf. You see, what we call the veins on a leaf were high roads and byroads to him. It was a long journey, and he had begun it rather late, so before he finished the sun had gone down. It turned very cold, dew fell, and the wind blew, so now it was high time he went home. He hurried as fast as he could, but to his dismay, he found that the rose had closed its petals for the night. Not a single rose stood open. He couldn't get in. Now, the poor little rose elf was terribly frightened, for he had never been out at night before. He had always slumbered sweetly and safely behind the warm rose petals. This would surely be the death of him. Suddenly, he remembered that at the other end of the garden there was an arbor of lovely honeysuckle, those flowers which looked like big painted horns. In one of them, perhaps, he could go down and sleep safely till morning. Swiftly he flew to the far end of the garden, but suddenly he stopped. Quiet! There were already two people in the arbor. The loveliest maiden and a handsome young man. They sat closely together and wished they might never, never part. They loved each other, even more than the best child can love its mother and father. "Yet we must part," the young man was saying. "Your brother doesn't like me, so he's sending me on a long journey, far over distant mountains and oceans. Farewell, my sweetest bride, for that you will always be to me." Then they kissed. And the young maiden wept and gave him a rose. But first she pressed on it a kiss so warm and tender that the rose petals opened. And then the little elf slipped quickly inside. As he leaned his tiny head against the delicate, fragrant walls, he could hear, "Farewell! Farewell!" And he felt that the rose was being placed on the young man's heart. Ah, how that heart beat! The little elf could not go to sleep for its beating. But not long did the rose rest undisturbed on that throbbing heart. As the young man walked lonely through the dark wood, he took the rose out and kissed it so often and so warmly that the little elf was almost crushed. Through the petals he could feel the young man's burning lips, while the rose itself opened as if under the strongest midday sun. Suddenly another man appeared. It was the pretty maiden's gloomy and wicked brother. He drew out a long, sharp knife, and while the young man was kissing the rose, this wicked one stabbed him to death. Then he cut off the head and buried head and body in the soft earth beneath the linden tree. Now he's dead and forgotten, the evil brother thought. He'll never come back again. He was supposed to have left on a long journey where a man might easily lose his life, and so he has lost his. No. He won't come back, and my sister won't even dare ask me about him. Then he kicked dry leaves over the loose earth and went home in the darkness of the night. But he was not alone, as he thought. The little elf was with him. For as he dug the grave, a dried, rolled-up linden leaf had fallen in his hair, and the rose elf was in that leaf. Now the man's hat was placed over the leaf, and it was very dark in there where the little elf trembled in fear and anger at the wicked deed. In the early morning the evil man reached home. He took off his hat and went into his sister's bedroom. There lay the pretty maiden, dreaming of her beloved, whom she thought far away, traveling over mountains and through forests. The wicked brother leaned over her and laughed the hideous laugh of a devil, and the withered leaf dropped from his hair onto her bed cover. But he didn't notice, and pretty soon he left her room to get a little sleep himself. Now the little elf crept quietly out of the withered leaf, slipped into the ear of the sleeping girl, and told her, as in a dream, the dreadful story of the murder. He described the spot in the woods where her brother had killed her sweetheart, and the place under the linden tree where the body was buried, and then whispered, "And so that you may not think this all a dream, you will find a withered leaf of the tree on your bedspread." And when she awoke, she found the leaf. Oh, what bitter, bitter tears she shed! Yet to no one did she dare betray her grief. All that day her window stood open, and the little elf could easily have escaped to the roses and all the other flowers in the garden, but he could not bear to leave the sorrow.